Welcome back. 4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'm joined now by Robert Knight, Washington Times columnist and senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union. Bob, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andy.
Saving the planet one crucifixion at a time. I read this morning and I thought, yep, that's pretty much the story of the EPA and, for that matter, this administration.
Well, I'm afraid so. They seem to vilify anybody that gets in their way, and environmentalists are very good at doing this. They vilify the oil industry, the coal industry, the natural gas industry. And we had a prime example of this that came to light, and people have heard about this by now probably,
yeah.
But I had decided to have fun with it anyway. This Al Armendariz, who is in, he was the EPA Region
yeah.
6 administrator.
Uh-huh.
I say was because
yeah.
he resigned last week.
Wonder why.
April 30th, because he got caught telling his staff that, hey, let me give you a crude, but maybe not, that's not appropriate example, how we deal with these companies that don't comply. It was kind of like how the Romans used to conquer little villages in the Mediterranean. They'd go into a little Turkish town somewhere, they'd find the first five guys they saw, and they'd crucify them. And then, you know, the town was really easy to manage for the next few years. And so
mm-hmm.
you make examples out of people who are, in this case, not compliant with the law.
Yeah.
He lasted a few days, and he was gone.
Yeah. I'm assuming you did the double take upon watching that that video just like I did. I mean, I couldn't believe the guy would actually do that.
He must have felt it would never be reported. But this is the era of cell phone videos.
Yeah.
YouTube, I mean, it was a picture of naivete and also a picture of power at
yeah.
its worst.
Yeah. Very revealing, not just for the EPA, but it kind of, I don't know, I guess it kind of sums up what we've been looking at over the past couple of years in particular. There really is a pattern in this administration kind of force-feeding America, you know, the pablum of the green crowd.
Yeah, they really feel they're saving the planet. They bought into the whole global warming theology, and I'll call it that because
mm-hmm.
it's a religion, a false religion. And they figure if it's true what they believe, that global warming will kill us all someday, then they can justify virtually anything, including overreaching in their power, far beyond what they've been assigned under the Constitution and under whatever Congress authorized.
Yeah. It's not just this guy, though. I mean, you mentioned Stephen Chu, Obama himself. I mean, there's issues about electric cars. There's issues about, you know, pipelines. I mean, they really don't want us to remain in the phase that we live in right now.
Well, remember, they're in a panic, Andy. Stephen Chu testified a few years ago that he believed that if not halted, global warming would put Florida completely underwater. In the not-too-distant future. If you believe that, then you pull out all stops, like trying to make gasoline $10 a gallon.
Yeah.
He told the Wall Street Journal in 2008 that he wanted America's gasoline prices to be up there with Europe's, and it was $8 a gallon at that time. Who knows what it is right now? It just keeps going up. But their intent is to have us get rid of fossil fuels and pour billions into solar and wind. And solar and wind, you know, that may be the future someday, but right now it's less than 1% of the energy we use. It's not going to replace fossil fuels anytime soon.
Yeah, and see, and that's the problem that I have. I mean, look, if there's a better mousetrap, I'm going to buy it. I mean, don't, you know, and I think America would buy a really good quality electric car that they knew they could plug in, charge it, and they could run it all day and never have to worry about it until they got home at night. But we haven't gotten to that stage yet. And so we need this oil. And now, here's something very interesting, and I know you've probably heard about this, but the Obama, you know, he knocked out the Keystone Pipeline, and he blamed it on the application process. Well, now TransCanada has come back, and they're going to present the application again. Actually, I think they already have, and now the State Department's got it. This is going to force the hand of Obama. He's going to have to vote on this again. He's going to have to get involved, and he's either going to have to sign off on it, or he's going to look foolish.
I wonder, you know, what if this is an October surprise, Andy? What if he announces this wonderful new pipeline in October?
Yeah.
He had misgivings about it, but when he was assured it would not be environmentally destructive, and would benefit both the people of Canada and the United States, well, it, you know, it's a good thing. And he'd have to tell his environmentalist friends, behind closed doors, just go with me on this. I'll give you everything else you want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I could see that shaping up,
yeah.
That he becomes the great bringer of oil from Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
After doing everything to try to stop it.
Yeah, who knows? It might be a desperation move as he gets closer to November. You mentioned EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson in your piece. She's sort of covered in all of this EPA scandal out of Region 6. I mean, she's pretty much safe, but she's got an interesting background, doesn't she?
Well, she does. I you know, when she first was appointed EPA Administrator, I think it was back in 2009, I remembered the name and I thought, Lisa Jackson. And then I looked her up and I realized that she was the same Lisa Jackson who was the Environmental Protection Commissioner in New Jersey, who pulled the plug on the Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association's gazebo tax exemption. And this is a Methodist church. It's a camp, and it's on the boardwalk, and they let the public use it. But in this case, two lesbian couples wanted a commitment ceremony, and this is a church. And the church said, no, we don't do that. Our idea of a commitment ceremony is marriage between a man and a woman, so we can't let you do that. You're welcome to come to our church, you know, everybody's welcome, but you can't. You know, we can't give you a forum for something we clearly believe is sinful. So Lisa Jackson yanked their tax exemption. She could do that under the program by which they called it the Green Acres Program. And it was designed to encourage the use of privately owned lands for public recreation and conservation. But when you think about it, there's a environmentalist state official basically levying a tax on the church because they're following a social policy she doesn't happen to like.
That's truly amazing. It really is. All right, but I guess at the end of the day, they're just trying to save the planet, Bob.
That's what they say. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. Did you ever see that clip, Andy, where she goes, I'm trying to save the planet.
Yes, I think I did see that. I've got a whole file of Pelosi-isms, and I'm sure I've got it in there somewhere.
Yeah, it would make a great YouTube video, you know, a mashup of all the Pelosi-isms.
Oh, man. That between,
I wonder if somebody's done that.
I'm sure. I've done it with Biden, so heck.
Yeah. It's a target-rich environment, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. All right, Bob, good to talk to you. Folks, if you haven't checked it out, do it today. It's in the Washington Times. It's called Saving the Planet, One Crucifixion at a Time, and it's by Robert Knight. Bob, we'll talk again. Thanks.
Thank you, Andy.
Take care. 457, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.